or skip happens.
Please return Bubbles, your flight attendant, to her fully upright and locked position. Oh, wait a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seat and buckle up. Seat backs and tray tables in their full upright position. It's another episode of Skip Happens.
Your weekly view from 30,000 feet. From the first music lesson to the first paid gig to signing the deal, it's the journey that is the life of an artist. Now, here's your captain and co-captain, a.k.a. your hosts, Skip Clark and Deb Lamphier.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Hi.
Skip Happens. How are you? How is everybody tonight? Y'all good, wonderful. Right?
Great. Yeah.
We got Arbor North here. Of course, AC Jones and Michael Boris. Right over there, if you're looking at the screen, you're left, obviously. Yeah, right up here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the journey of an artist. We were just talking off the air that it's like, when was the last time we had you on? It was like 8 or 9 years ago or so it seems. Yeah.
It was 20 years ago.
Yeah, maybe it was. And we think about that, though, because you've both done your independent thing. AC yeah. Jones doing her thing. Michael, you were with Lachlan.
Yes, sir.
And we had you on when you were with them. And then I think we had you on as a couple afterwards. And mm-hmm. we found out the news that you were dating and now you're married. And bam, pretty awesome.
Wait, I don't know. Were you guys on as a couple?
I don't think
so.
We're on as a couple.
I think this is the first time.
Supposed to be a couple months ago. And it didn't.
Right.
Scheduled a
couple
months
ago. Right.
And yeah. we had to cancel. And so this is a long time coming.
Yeah.
Yes. So congratulations on your marriage. We have to catch up.
Now she is stuck with me.
Over a year now.
Oh my gosh.
So you guys, you know, I'm not just saying this, but you're like the perfect couple.
Oh, that's very sweet of you to say.
Thank you.
It's all her.
No. We knew that.
Being way too nice.
You know, you set that example of what other people need to be. Mm-hmm. Just say
thank you.
And already, and this gentleman gets the award for the very first person to comment is your dad, Michael.
Oh, there we go.
He's on there already. Hello, Peter. Thanks for viewing. Yep. I don't know if you got a gig tonight, if you're playing with the Cash Kings or wherever, but
he does.
Doesn't he?
He does actually. Yeah. He's playing. With the Cash Kings, he's playing down there. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, and he plays for us.
Yeah,
we do our shows.
Yeah.
All right. So Dad plays the drums for you guys.
Yes,
yeah,
he does.
Yeah.
Now that is cool. How did I not know that?
Oh, I mean,
But wait, there's more. Because not only does his dad play the drums, but my dad plays auxiliary and some acoustic guitar. And then my sister plays the keys and my brother-in-law plays bass.
Yeah.
So we are
quite the family affair.
We are. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, as an old person would say, heavens to Betsy.
Listen to this. I say that.
Well, you're nowhere.
I say whoops to Daisy.
Whoops to Daisy. There you go. Yeah.
Heavens to Betsy. Well, it's good to have you guys back. It's so good to see you. We haven't seen you in a while. I think the last time we actually saw you was last February?
Yeah, we saw you guys in CRS.
Yeah,
the country radio seminar, which we're gearing up for another one, but it's a little bit later this year. It's in March.
This year, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, hopefully we'll see you bopping around. I don't know.
Oh, yes. You
know,
we'll be there.
Floating around, absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much for having us on.
Yes,
thank you. Absolutely love you guys.
And, right back at you.
The podcast. And
we have a lot of fun doing it. When Deb said, I got it all set up, and then I know.
Yeah. We're repping
Skip Happens.
I love it. Well, you know, I mean, they're not as nice as the Arbor North mugs.
Oh, no.
Well, that's well, no, I think.
Yeah. No. So.
Yeah. So you have to take a sip. Yeah.
Gotta take a sip now.
Yep. Don't cover that. There you go. You got to make sure the logo's in the front. Yes. Exactly.
Got to take an awkward sip. You know.
Oh, let's get caught up. What's been going on? Have you guys been putting out more music? I know you're doing some voiceover work. So what's going on with you guys?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot. We've been releasing songs throughout this year. We've been writing a lot as of late. We're kind of going back into that that winter mode of setting up rights, getting back into the studio.
When artists hibernate.
you've done a lot of your live stuff. And so you go back into the studio, you write some more. So we got some things that we're really excited that we've been working on. And I think it's a lot of fun obviously being a newly married couple, a lot of our songs that we've released this past year, most of them were written when we were just engaged and we were about to get married. So they're all about love and all
super
lovey-dovey, you know. Yeah. But it's been fun to kind of branch out from that as we've been writing and write about some really different topics now. And so we're really excited to be able to hopefully get in the studio soon, record those and get to share them with everybody to show kind of a different side of
Arbor North.
But technically we have Arbor North has only been around since this
past February, end of January, or
end of January, or something like that. So in that time, we've just been putting it pedal to the metal, and we were able to actually go over to the United Kingdom and tour over there. And
We saw that.
Yeah, it was just a wonderful experience, and
got to open for Chase Bryant earlier this year too.
Chase Bryant. Cool.
So it was just a really great year, and we're so thankful for all of the opportunities that we were given for this new project.
Absolutely.
Because it really is like starting from the ground up.
It is.
It really is. Yeah. And so it's just a new way of shifting gears and trying to build up new social media and new numbers on Spotify and whatnot as well. So it was all just starting from the ground again.
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome though, because you're getting to watch this whole journey be born, you know, from obviously, like you said, from the ground, and you're creating it as you go, and it's all your vision, your dream.
Truly.
So, it's true.
It is.
It's so much fun to be able to do it with the person that I love. And,
Oh, you're so sweet.
And the person that I love. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ah, jeez.
You're great friends.
I love this. I love this. Would you guys say, because you were both doing the artist thing before, doing your own thing, AC Jones, and of course, Michael with Lachland and all that. And are there things that you learned from that experience that helps you benefit to start over again? Maybe there's things that you wouldn't do this time around that you did last time around, or I mean, did you learn anything or from, you know, the previous experience?
Oh, absolutely. Speaking for myself, my time with Lachlan was just, it was wonderful. And we were together for like, 3 years or something like that. And gosh, it was wonderful. It was a great experience. I learned so much. I learned so much. And again, like you just said, things to do, things not to do, like you know, you make a bunch of mistakes. And, you know, we still make mistakes. And you know, you never know until you try something sometimes. But
skip happens, man.
Skip happens, man.
Well, it is a business. So you are, know, and you have a family-owned business, right, AC, your dad? You kind of, you know the path that when you're doing a business, starting a business, there are things that you know, you don't know that you should do or shouldn't do until you run into that.
Kind of dive into it.
And
it is kind of refreshing in a way, having been doing our own artist projects before. There are certainly things as we were along in those projects, I'm sure that you thought too, where, you know, you look back and you think, man, if we just started all from scratch, like this is what I would do or this is what I wouldn't do. And so when we dove into Arbor North, that was kind of a fun testing ground to see, like, were we right in thinking those things, you know, if we didn't do this or if we did do this. And so, but I think most of all, it's just been really fun because we've very much so just been kind of our authentic selves in this and have been just having fun writing and producing the ways that we just kind of want to go forward in producing. And I think we've sort of allocated where we want our efforts to go in certain ways when it comes to production and songwriting. And so it's fun. And it's always a learning experience.
Do you do all your own production and all that? Do you do it right there at home?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
We do produce our own music.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of work here, you know, in our home studio. We do a lot of the pre-production, and I play keys on our record too, so I'll do all that here.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to a studio and we'll track drums and we'll do all the rest of it.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of it here, but then of course we take it elsewhere when it needs to be chopped out to, you know, other professionals.
Right, right.
I cannot play the fiddle. Neither
can I.
Not like Kyle Pudenz.
No, so.
I got you there. Wow. Yeah. You know, I don't think viewers really realize what it takes to put something together. Like you say, you do part of it at home.
Yeah.
Then you go to the studio and you take the other parts and you put them in different tracks on the computer. You have to put it all together. Then you get the end result. And hopefully it's something that you go, yeah, this is good. Or no, this sucks. Skip out. We need to do it over again.
Absolutely. So. And there's just so many facets to it too, because it's not just, you know, figuring out what the arrangement's going to be, or, you know, how long is this solo going to be, or how many bars. It's also sometimes the hardest part, I think, is figuring out what the instrumentation is going to be. Mm-hmm. You know, is a pedal steel more appropriate on this song, or is a dobro more appropriate? Should we use a banjo? Should we not use a banjo? Mm-hmm. You know, that's a lot of fun to explore as well. And there have been times where, you know, we've sort of gotten a track in and we've maybe pick some pieces out of it and put a different instrument in, or have tried a different instrument and kind of, you know, mix them together because we want a little bit of a different sound. And so it's always, it's once again, a fun sort of experimentation in a way.
Yeah. Pretty big on doing a lot of pre-production before you even go into a physical studio, because and getting the arrangement done and really just shelling out, like, you know, like cool chord changes or like cool little hits to do and things that, because as we all know, being in the studio making music, you know, costs time and money. And so it's kind of like, you know what, let's get as much done as we can here, you know, so that way we'll do our homework here before we get into the studio. That way when we get in, we can just kind of knock it out. And so.
And all the musicians come knowing exactly,
yeah.
you know, what the arrangement is and where they need to play, kind of what we're looking for. And it just makes the whole process go so much more smoothly in the end.
That's awesome. Is it always the same musicians or no?
We use a lot of the same ones.
We do.
We do a lot of the same ones. We do vary every now and then. I mean, but that's kind of the blessing of being, I've been in Nashville for 15 years now, and you've been coming back and forth
for a while, five, six or so.
We definitely have our team.
Yeah.
You know, we have our team of people, and I have so many friends that I've worked with, because before I was in Lachlan and everything, I played drums full time for 9 years.
Yeah.
And so I just met so many wonderful friends and musicians. And so, so we're just very fortunate to have a lot of the same guys on our stuff. And it's just every time they do it, they bring the magic.
Yeah.
And so it's you know.
Yeah.
Do you, Michael, do you ever get back up into New York? Because you are a New Yorker.
I am a New Yorker, yes.
And your bio does say upstate, there's my air quotes, New York.
Yes.
But it's upstate, but not really upstate. It's close, but not really close.
Right.
Does that make sense? It's like, what was it, near Binghamton, New York? Or was it? Yeah. Endicott? No.
Binghamton is the largest city. I'm specifically from Apalachin, New York.
Okay. Now, where is that?
That is like, gosh, it's like 15 minutes, 20 minutes west of Binghamton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Skip, that's upstate. Are you saying that's not upstate?
Well, it's upstate.
That's further than Poughkeepsie.
But it's...
Right, right. It's technically upstate.
It's upstate depending on where you are in the state.
Right.
Lower upstate.
We're upstate. Binghamton's like southern tier to us.
Yes,
that's why.
Yes,
you're thinking that way. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm thinking that you're thinking that.
No, Deb is from Long Island, so she's thinking that Poughkeepsie is upstate.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not at all. I definitely know where upstate is now, but we have talked to people that think Poughkeepsie is upstate. As soon as they cross the bridge, they're upstate. So
it's true, though. They do think like that. All kidding aside.
That's barometer of like if you're in the city or if you're in upstate, you just as you said, Deb, you just cross the bridge.
Cross the bridge.
There you are.
You don't get back here very. Do you still have family here?
I do. I have my grandma still up there. I've got aunts and cousins and unfortunately, I haven't made it back in a while, and I'd love to. We're booking for next year for 2023.
Oh, right,
We're gonna have to put your name out there a little bit.
We'd love that.
Well,
we'd love to come to New York.
We did want you guys at the fair this year, but I think you were where? London or
Oh, right.
Yeah, we were in London this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but I would love to get back. I do miss it. I do miss just the whole culture and pretty special.
How often do you guys actually sit down and write?
It's a good question. I think it varies depending on the time of year and kind of what we're aiming towards. So this past summer, we didn't write a whole ton. We were working on our live show mainly, kind of curating our live show. And so that was the main focus. But now as we kind of head into the season, we've been scheduling writes and trying to sit down together. It's so funny because it's way harder than you think. You know, you think with the two of us living here together, we'd be able to write all the time and it would be really easy to just sit down and write, but it's not as easy. Like, we were kind of surprised.
You have to be in like a certain frame of mind. You just can't say, hey, we're going to write. You have to be in that thinking.
We have to schedule with each other. Yeah, you do. And so we actually have something kind of scheduled tomorrow.
We have a write with AC Jones. Yeah. She's pretty cute.
Don't get distracted during that write. You'll never get any work done.
But that is, it's hard because it's like we're here together, but you know, one of us is doing the dishes or making dinner or trying to get their work done.
And spoiler alert, but we both have full-time jobs. And so it's pretty tough. We don't have the ability to just, and the luxury to just pick a time.
Right.
Day or whatever. And just be like, hey, let's write at 10 a.m. on Wednesday morning. It's like,
I got to be at the store.
So
we have to be really intentional about it.
It's a good
way to train and discipline yourself for sure.
But you know, it does make the time again that we do schedule. It makes it more intentional and it makes it's like, okay, we're writing this day. And so you become very like centered on that time.
What does happen more though, I feel like, is we get inspiration for songs.
Yes. That happens a lot.
That'll happen a lot. Like if we're just kind of going about our day, doing our thing. One of us will like speak a line out and we'll start kind of playing back and forth with it and passing it back and forth as we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
So if I remember, Michael, you were working in a store.
Yes, sir.
And you were the manager.
No.
Okay.
Thank you for thinking that, but
but I'm trying to think, but it was a grocery store. We're playing charades here.
I know what it is. It's one of my favorites, but I can't. Right?
Was it an Aldi? No, you don't have Aldi there, do you?
No, it's okay.
Hold on.
That's so close. Sort of. That's the closest you could ever be.
Let's do a little
you can do it. You got it.
Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Ding, bingo.
Ding, yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the bell.
I love that store. Yeah. Love it. Ours is too far away.
Yeah, I work there full time. So yeah. It's a great job.
You both work there?
No.
Just me.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I could work together with my spouse like that. That's why I didn't. I had the feeling. I know both of you don't work together like that, but. So you get inspired if you're working on these certain days. I don't know, what time do you go in the morning?
I work every day, 5 days a week from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Ooh.
So the early shift.
dude, that does not work for a musician.
It's challenging and it's challenging, but again, you know what, you just
got bills to pay.
Because a lot of times we'll have shows in town late at night, and then I have to get up very early in the morning. It is what it is, and it's okay. It's just
you're young enough though. You have the adrenaline to do that.
Yeah,
you're living off the dream.
What are you saying, Deb?
Well, I just because if you have one or two nights where you're playing till probably 10 or 11, even if it's 10 o'clock, that's still kind of early, but you still have to get home, do your thing. And by the time you unwind and get to bed, it's 11:30 maybe. And you're getting up at probably 5.
Yeah, and she really knows the schedule.
That's my schedule right there, actually.
I get it.
I'm more your guys' lifestyle. I have kind of a crazy, crazy thing going on.
Yeah, you've been
Skip is pretty routine.
Yeah, but I'm not up at 5 o'clock. When I used to do a morning show, I was getting up at 3:30, 4 o'clock. By the time you shower, get cleaned up, you know, just kind of start your day and you know, you're driving in, the sun's not even coming up yet. But I will say that's the, when if you're up that early, that is the most beautiful time of day. When you see that sun coming up, it's absolutely beautiful. Do you guys ever argue when you're writing? Do you guys ever disagree? Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
We don't argue.
Not argue.
I didn't mean to use the word argue.
Oh,
but,
no, no, no. That's, it's,
we disagree.
We disagree. We do. Yeah. A lot of times, it's not like strong disagreements necessarily. We'll have artistic differences or you know, different opinions on what should, you know, we think should be done with something. But I think from the very get-go, what we kind of laid down the law for us was, you know, it's communication is key.
Yes.
And for us, it's kind of like,
I'm sorry, did you say something?
I'm sorry.
Sorry. It was right there.
It was good. That was good.
That was perfect.
But just communication being key in the fact that we both want to serve the song in the best way possible. And for us with brainstorming and with like throwing lines out there, it's always a throw a line out there that you have. And if you think there's something better, propose it, because at the end of the day, we might have a really good line, but there still might be something better. And just kind of explaining why you think it fits maybe more than the other, or why this instrument maybe fits in more so than this one when it comes to production. And generally as we talk it through, the disagreements, we start falling into the same kind of path, or we'll pick something completely different. And it just seems to work better that way.
And at the end of the day, the two of us need to 100% be on board with what's
happening. Absolutely.
And if we're not, it's okay.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's completely okay. It's like, you know, AC will have an idea that like, she's like, I really like this. And I'll be like, I can't really latch on. And you know, she doesn't get upset and vice versa. Like, you know, if there's something that I, you know, neither of us get upset, there's no reason to get upset. You're right.
No, you're figuring it out. You're
collaborating. And until you reach that point where the two of you are like, yes, that's it right there. You know, that's great.
And so, seriously, it would be that way anyway if you were co-writing with other writers, right? You're not always going to agree or latch on, as you say, and something else will come about from that.
Absolutely.
And it can be, especially like in any co-writing situation, husband and wife or not, writing is such a personal thing. And so it can be very easily to take something personally if you throw something out and it doesn't get a good response or anything like that. But I think the important thing as songwriters is you want to be personal about it, but you also want to realize that if that line doesn't work, it doesn't mean you're not a good writer. It doesn't mean you're not doing a good job. It just didn't work for this one. And a lot of times we'll save lines from songs that we've taken out of a song, and we'll save it for something else because it's a great line. It just didn't work there. So,
Very cool.
I just lost my train of thought.
Well, good. You think.
It's all good. It's all good.
he just ignored me.
Did you say something, Deb?
I did. Communication is key, remember?
Speaking of communication.
It's kind of like my whole point here. how would you both, what I was going to ask is, and all kidding aside, how would you describe your music that you write? How would you describe your type of music?
Oh, you're back.
You want to take that one? Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I think
communication, guys. Communication.
Caught me off guard. I think, well, as we've stated kind of before with our music, as we've been trying to figure that out in a way, is it's a little bit of all the influences that we've ever had in our lives kind of put into one with a base of country. So it's a base of modern country, but depending on the song, there might be a little bit more influence of maybe some funk or maybe some more 80s rock kind of influenced in it, or even worship music growing up.
You
know, we have in a couple of our songs, we have what we like to refer to as the worship guitar. And it just kind of adds this layer, and it is really effective in worship music. And we're like, well, given the theme of this song, it kind of fits with the message of it. And so we just kind of lay that on top up in the stratosphere of the song, it'll kind of give that feeling and it'll give that emotion. And so
the cool thing is with country music,
yeah,
and the way that we approach country music, we both simply adore the genre of country. Love it through and through. And myself, comparatively to people who have actually grown up with it since they were kids, I'm a late bloomer to country, because now I fell in love with country now for about like 15, 16 years now, but like since I came to Nashville.
Yeah.
But growing up for me, we didn't listen to a lot of country in the house, not because my parents didn't like it. They liked country. We didn't dislike any genre, to be honest.
Yeah, same.
And so it's just not something that we listened to on a default. And so we listened to a lot of, you know, R&B and funk and jazz and rock and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But when I moved to Nashville, that's when I really started immersing myself into country. And I was like, wow. And so with Arbor North, we are able to take the influences of other genres that we've had and put it into country. But it's really beautiful because with country music, the story element is so real and it's so rich, and just the instrumentation. Yeah. And we love a lot of the traditional country, 90s country.
I love the 90s then, country.
You know, that whole 90s, that is all, it's coming back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sound is back.
By that. We love that. And so we love it.
Yeah. I got to tell you, a lot of the different shows that we go to, there's always a set that's 90s. There's Cole Swindell show we went to just a couple of weeks ago. My wife and I, he did a whole 90s set. Of course, then he went into the Heads Carolina.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So he kind of made it all work, but it was like, you know, he did Chattahoochee and he did, like that, but some Garden going down to the sun's coming up. I mean, it was just crazy. Perfect. And I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
And the crowd went absolutely nuts. Mm-hmm. So.
It's a lot of people know 90s music.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, which I think that's why the CMAs were such a success this year, because they incorporated a lot of that into that show, you know, whether it be a small piece or a whole song or whatever. And I just really think they're seeing that everything goes in cycles anyway, but that was just such a huge success.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, worth revisiting.
So. Yeah. Oh, for sure. It just, the story basis of the songs, and not only the stories, but also it was just really feel good music. We were actually listening to some before we came on the
podcast. Right before we popped on.
And I was
here.
let's just turn this on. I was like, because it makes you feel good. Puts a little pep in your step, you know?
Yeah, so absolutely.
Turned on, we were getting ready. And
absolutely.
There was so much substance in 90s country, early 2000s, right?
Yeah,
now.
Early 2000s.
So much substance, whether it was funny or whether. Yes, there's so much substance, and you can listen to a funny 90s country song. Like, what were some of the ones we were just listening to?
Brand new Girlfriend.
Steve
Holy.
Nothing to Lose. And it's just like fast and it's so upbeat. And
we cover 10 Rounds with Jose
Cuervo and some
Tracy Byrd.
Brooks and everything.
And so it just, it's funny stuff, and it makes you smile. And it
does. Yeah, it's feel good.
Good.
It makes you feel so good.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. You know, it brings you a lot.
You know, we talk about music like that, it being feel good, but then there's always the other side of it could be a story of your life. It could be when I listen to country, there are times where I go, was that written about me?
Yeah.
Was that?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, so there's that connection that's been made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and so many, it's just, there's so much of that out there. Plus, you know, we talk about those other songs. So
yeah,
definitely good stuff. How did you come up with Arbor North?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was funny, because I think of anything in forming the new duo, that was the big moment. That was the big thing, because when you're naming your band or your duo, it's like, okay, this is what sticks with you for the next however many years, you know? And so it's a lot of pressure. And so we had a Google Doc going with just, we've got a ton of names on there. Some really terrible ones.
It doesn't matter though. You write them all down, then you probably.
We wrote them all down. Didn't matter. And our inspiration for that, we we wanted to try and focus on some sort of topic and hold on to something meaningful with that. And so for the two of us, since when we were dating and as we were engaged, we were long distance for our entire relationship, up until we got married. And so we feel that time and distance has a really big impact on us. And so we're like, okay, something with time and distance maybe, and something that feels a little bit like our aesthetic. So we have this kind of, I don't know, I guess you call it 19th century-ish steampunky kind of vibe. And so we're like, let's think of something that feels a little bit more like that to that era. And so
something a little antiquated.
Yeah. So we're thinking about things like trains and pocket watches. And so we landed on a pocket watch because it represented time. And it just so happens there is something called an arbor in a pocket watch, and it is the axle of which the hands of time roll around. And so we're like, okay, well, that's really cool. Arbor. And it's a nice word to say. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's keep it. Arbor. And then in terms of location or distance, we thought of North because we're both originally from Northern states, with Michael being from New York and myself being from Ohio. And so that was a really cool thing to latch onto, but also North has this sort of positive feeling or trajectory to it, or guiding as well, like the North Star. And it just, it gives that sort of upward feeling. And so we kind of put it together and okay,
like
that seems to work. Arbor North.
So and it's really cool.
I'm sure there's a lot of North things going on out there. Yeah. I like that. Very
like creative. There's a Northern New York that's above upstate New York.
There you go.
Northern upstate.
Northern upstate.
Okay.
No, I like that. Now that I like the name. Always have.
Thank
you. I just didn't know. Now it makes a lot of sense. And so anybody watching this, because you know, we talk about the journey of an artist.
Yeah.
And this is how you came up with your name. And what a great idea. What a great way to do it. What a great way to put your personal life into that name that it means so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. That is, you know.
So how long did it take you to finalize that? Just curious.
Well, they had a few arguments over it, but it all worked out.
Disagreements.
Okay, I used the wrong word again. Disagreements.
Oh, no.
Opportunities for relational growth.
I like that.
I like heavy that. Now. I'm writing that one down.
Opportunities for professional growth.
I just made that up.
I like that.
Wow, I'm proud of myself.
That's great. I don't know, maybe a couple months.
I seem to recall like a month.
A month, maybe. We landed on the name, and we had the name. Mm. We hesitated because we liked it, but we were like, well,
let's just explore.
Like, let's not just pick something too soon.
You took your time.
We just kept saying it. We just kept referring to ourselves as we'd write and do all those things. And so we were just kind of like, well, I think it's just, it kind of named itself, I guess, now.
It fit.
So,
you kind of started seeing that it fit. I was just curious if it was one of those you came up with it really quick on a whim, like a week, because a song can be popped out in an hour.
Yeah. Right? So, I wish it was, we could just, you know, bam,
there it is.
But no, that makes total sense.
Total sense. Any Christmas decorations up yet?
Literally today, we took down our fall stuff and we went to storage and we got all of our Christmas decorations. And so they're sitting.
So there are a ton of boxes in our living room right now.
Just
and
a
it is
couple rooms over. They're so all sitting full. There. So we've got a bunch of Christmas decorations and
tomorrow. So writing and Christmas tomorrow for us.
So let's see. You both must be off work tomorrow.
Yes. my weekend is Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, so you go in Saturday.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Tuesday, Wednesday. That's not bad though. You get a lot done when you have a weekday off, I feel.
You really do. I really like it because you know, we're able to go different places and it's not as packed or not as busy.
I know.
Yeah, that's exactly. True.
Which is really
that
really
works.
Nice.
That works out well.
Yeah, I used to enjoy that. I worked a job where I kind of left radio for a little bit, but didn't really leave. I still worked it part-time, but I was running a Zamboni.
I run a Zamboni.
So I was running a Zamboni at an ice rink, and my off days were Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell you the truth, I loved it. Because to your point, Michael, I could go and do things, didn't have to worry about a crowd. It's just you know, it's just easy going for me.
So wait, you did a Zamboni on an ice rink. That must be that machine that cleans the ice.
It's an ice resurfacer.
A resurfacer. So what's your Zamboni? Because you're saying you didn't go on the ice?
Mine definitely does not go on ice, but this is a smaller, way smaller version, but we use it to clean the floor of the store before the customers get in there.
Gotcha.
It's the same, probably the same concept?
It is. It's, just, it's the same concept.
Yeah. Just different types of floors.
Except no ice, which in a grocery store.
Okay. If there's ice, you don't want ice. You don't want ice. There's no refrigeration underneath the floor.
And if there is, we've
got a problem.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. A real Christmas tree or fake?
It's fake. It's fake. But I love a real Christmas tree. So one day, one day.
I'm with you on the fake tree, though. It's way more easier.
Easier to store for us. And to
This one is flocked. Is it flocked?
Yes. Yeah. It has like the snow on it.
Oh, how nice. And does it have the lights like built in on it?
It has the lights in it.
It has the lights on it already. So,
Same here. We have four.
Nice.
So, you know, my wife goes all out. Our home is a Christmas wonderland right now.
Yes.
I mean,
amazing. I love it.
I just can't believe, you know, someday somebody's going to have to come in here and just, what is all this stuff? But no, the house is beautiful. My wife does a great job.
That's great.
It's that whole holiday spirit and the feeling and all that. So
it really brings that. It brings it in. You know, I love it during the holiday season. Just keeping the Christmas tree lights on and shutting all the other lights off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
The Christmas tree. It's so homey. It's so nice.
We just sit and watch TV and have the tree on in the corner.
Yep. You'll love it.
Will you do a Christmas show anywhere, or do you have plans for one or two?
We're not doing a Christmas show per se, but so kindly this year, my alma mater, University of Mount Union, asked for us to come and play a song for the Mount Union Christmas Festival up there. So I was in the choir when I was at Mount Union, and every year they do a Christmas festival. And so this year they're doing an alumni Christmas festival along with the Christmas festival.
Oh.
And so a lot of us alumni are coming back.
What a cool idea.
We're preparing a song for that. That's for next week.
Yep.
So we're really excited for that. It'll be a lot of fun. I'll get to show around my alma mater.
Yeah.
It'll be really fun.
There you go.
This is where you used to hang out.
You
haven't been able to see mine yet. Yeah. Yep. So it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Is that in Ohio?
Yes. Okay. Alliance, Ohio.
All right.
Yeah.
It's getting colder this way, I will tell you that.
So do you guys ever really have downtime? When you think about it, you say, okay, you know, we're going into the holidays. A lot of the artists come off the road, but is there really downtime? They get time to write, or maybe they take that time to, I think a lot of people or a lot of artists would say, okay, I've got some time. I'm going to sit down and write. So is there really any downtime or no?
I think for artists, and you know, you can apply this to any form of art, really, not just music, but
yeah.
I think for artists, your brain is just always going.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain's always going. And whether it's, again, how we were saying, we'll have inspiration for new song ideas pop in and out. And it's like, oh, okay, great. And a lot of our quote unquote downtime when we're not on the road actively or playing shows actively is spent prepping for the next year. Mm-hmm. And so there's not a whole lot of downtime, and especially not
from a, like, I guess you call it like a mental perspective, in terms of the brain is always actively working towards something. And for artists nowadays too, social media is a big thing as well. So if you're not writing songs or you're not on the road, you're trying to make content, or you're trying to stay relevant in one way or another. And for us too, we're also dipping into voiceover as well.
So
we're adding that into the mix as well. And so some of the downtime is added with doing that as well. So it's we like to kind of
keep busy.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Deb.
Well, I'm just thinking that I think, because I have a business as well with my husband. And even though you think you don't really have downtime, I think, unless you basically go away on vacation.
Yeah.
Because the mind is always working. And even if you are washing the dishes or doing something, one of us will turn around and say, oh, did you do that today? Or I have an idea for this today. And it's always a business thing going on. So I think it's sometimes really is hard to just shut down in your everyday life.
Right.
It certainly can be, for sure.
Oh yeah, 100%.
So go on more vacations.
Easier said than done.
I know.
So tell us about the voiceover thing now. So how did you get into doing voiceovers?
So voiceover, the both of us studied with a really good friend of ours named Joe Lesh, and he is a phenomenal voiceover artist, and he's been doing it for a very long time, and he does lots of classes and workshops and lessons and things like that. And so and we both did it individually. We didn't attend the classes together. We both did them separately, but Joe is just fantastic. And so it's just one of those things where we're submitting auditions, you know,
trying to break into it.
And you know, AC got a job the other day, which is pretty cool.
That was,
we're just working
hard.
That's awesome.
I kind of do the same thing here. So.
For sure. So got our little studio set up over here, and
And it's great. Yeah, absolutely. It's another, you know, it's another whole angle of what you do.
Yeah,
it is. It's all
when you think about it.
Realm of performance, and it's just something that we both love and enjoy, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Any big jobs? Have you gotten your voice out there a little bit?
We're still grinding. We're still grinding. It takes time. It's like anything, building a business from the ground up. It just takes time to get your name out there. And, you know, you start with I don't like to use the term little jobs, because no job is little.
Yeah.
Right.
Every job's important, but you get the smaller ish jobs, and those lead to the next thing, or you know,
a lot of things that are in like internal circulation and businesses, sort of company corporate things. And
any audiobooks?
We haven't done any audiobooks.
But that's
I could see the both of you doing an audiobook together.
We think it'd be fun to be able to do some things together.
Well,
since we have a male and female voice.
Because we have demo reels for our voiceover. And so I have an e-learning one, which involves a little bit of narration and things like
that. Mine is more e-learning and informative narration.
And I can do some of like the commercially ads, like
he does
introducing the new US Bank Altitude Connect Visa signature card.
And I'm just like, okay, let's read this book here.
You could do answering for companies. You could do press 1 for AC Jones.
Thank you.
Press 2 for Michael Boris.
And beyond that too, we think it'd be a lot of fun to incorporate our own sort of voiceover content, and we, you know, just in being an artist and in loving to create, your brain is just all over the place at all times doing random things. And so we've been workshopping like fun little cute ideas of things that we could do, and it's just a matter of once again adding all those things into the schedule. And just
I have an idea.
So yes,
I have an idea. It's my creative mind working. I know what Deb's thinking. She's going, oh, no. But see, you guys could do voiceover for a company answering machine and have your music playing in the background.
There we go.
It could be some Harbor North.
It's perfect.
Thank you for calling.
We'll be right with you.
Yeah,
it's true.
You're very important to us.
That's a good idea, though.
You could sell it as a package. The Harbor North.
Oh gosh.
Answering company. I don't know. But it's cool. Anyways, you guys are cool. It's always a pleasure to sit down and chat with you and find out what's going on. How do you get your music out to radio? You haven't done that, correct?
We're not married.
Communication, kids. Communication.
So our first single that we released, All the Right Mistakes,
right,
which we co-wrote with a great guy in town here, great writer, Bill DiLuigi. When we released that one, we did send that one to country radio. And so
we use a different approach in sending that one out and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I think as far as that goes, we're navigating everything that comes with that. Mm-hmm. We're navigating that. We're navigating streaming.
Yeah.
And I think trying to learn off of things that we've done in the past, try new things mm-hmm. to see what sticks mm-hmm. and to see kind of how to approach those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they're all valuable, extremely valuable means of promotion and getting your songs out there. Like radio has been so good
fantastic
to us.
And mm-hmm.
Absolutely. For various things like, you know, yourself included.
And, yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Just, you know, supporting us and playing our music and spinning us on the air. And it's so radio, it's super valuable. And we're just trying to, again, as AC just said, we're just trying to navigate, you know, the streaming world versus pushing songs to radio and how that looks like, how, you know, how much resources to allocate toward each one. And
yeah.
So, mm-hmm. you know, it's a ping pong.
It's a lot to do
along the way.
It's a lot. And there's a lot of independent artists that like to take it upon themselves to push it to radio. And then they find out that, wow,
it's not easy.
No, you can't just say you want to send it to radio.
That's a full-time job.
It's
in itself on top of that.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely very difficult as far as that goes. Yeah.
You know, the two of you being very creative, very intelligent, you've got the equipment. You are like the perfect couple. I'll say that again. Have you thought?
We thought.
You know what I'm going to say here? Have you thought? Deb, do you know what I'm going to say?
No.
No. All right. So how about the Arbor North podcast?
I've thought of that.
That is not a bad idea.
Because you could still get your music out. You could still, you guys can talk as a couple. You guys, because you seem to be very creative. You communicate, I bet you that would be huge.
Well, and you could bring, when you get to interview other artists, other people in the business, your marketing
radio
yourself.
People on.
You could bring radio people on.
That's a great idea.
That'd be great.
Something to think about. Add it to your list.
No, definitely.
Yeah, no, that's phenomenal.
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Marlene's been commenting here. First of all, she says, I love how you picked the name Arbor North.
Oh, thank you.
And then Marlene said, they are the perfect couple. So
thank you, guys.
Marlene's wonderful. Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you guys so much.
And a big shout out to Bill. I know Bill is watching too. Bill is a good friend of my son. And
hey, Bill.
He says, you never say hello to me.
Well, hello, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill. Yeah. How you doing?
And then there's this guy, Peter. So,
Peter. Yeah. Hmm.
There you go.
Whatever he came from.
I don't know, but I'm sure he's taught you a few things in life.
He's many, 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 many things. Yes.
So you ought to really kind of consider maybe doing, there's so many different outlets now, and the podcast could be one of those.
It's very true.
One night a week or maybe twice a month, and it just, you stay consistent with it, and it's the Arbor North podcast and talking about whatever. And you get a chance, you know, maybe test a new song. Tell us what you think, blah, 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 stuff like that. So anyways,
that's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
Speaking of songs.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. What'd you say, Deb?
Speaking of songs.
Yes.
Don't you have a new song that you want? Or what did you just, we're talking about that you wanted to, well, I know you want to play a song, but what song were you?
We're happy to play a song. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to play a song.
I don't know where my guitar is.
Oh gosh, where's the guitar? I think
it's there. I was gonna say, wait a second. Where is this?
I must have misplaced it.
For a split second, I was believing you. Like a split.
Big shout out to John. John says I've been watching too. So apparently you must know John or Marlene or
fans. We've got some fans out there. Welcome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, what are you guys going to do?
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Do you want to do our latest one? We do our latest one.
What About You Anyway?
Yeah, sure. It's a lot of fun.
That's what I was referring to.
A little something fun about being here.
1 second.
And while you do that, Paulette says me too.
while he's doing the tuning song. So this is our latest single called Would Have Met You Anyway. And we had a lot of fun one day as we were writing the song, just kind of daydreaming. If we hadn't met the way that we did, which was at CRS back in 2020, how would we have met? Were there other ways that we could have run into each other? And so we just had a little field day kind of thinking about other ways we could have met. And because sometimes we just feel that in life, there are those people that no matter what path you take in life, you're bound to run into them and you're bound to meet them. And so this is Would Have Met You Anyway.
Okay. Right.
Baby, and I'm thinking, what would I do if I missed my chance and never met you?
My honey, my darling, what would I say? I think I would have met you anyway. Hey!
Running into you at the grocery store, you're telling that joke I never heard before.
Wiping my brow, trying to play it cool, turning red when you catch me looking at you.
Father, time turned back the clock and made us do it all again. And we didn't know which way to go or how our story is. The little bit of luck and a little bit of faith.
I think I would have met you, think I would have met you, think I would have met you anyway. Hey! Could have been serving me Joe in a corner shop. Your number with a heart on my coffee cup.
Shooting my shot and pressing my luck, wondering if you'll call me up. If Father time turned back the clock and made us do it all again, and we didn't know which way to go or how our story is. With a little bit of luck and a little bit of faith,
I think I would have met you, think I would have met you, think I would have met you.
At a county fair or Cocoa Beach, getting your IDs at the DMV, 30,000 feet on a Southwest plane, catching nonstop to be an A. Oh.
Tennessee, Ohio,
Florida, New York State, love would have met you anyway.
1, 2, 3, 4.
If Father time turned back the clock and made us do it all again, and we didn't know which way to go or how our story is, with a little bit of luck and a little bit of faith.
I think I would have met you. I think I would have met you, think I would have met you anyway. Think I would have met, I know what I met you, think I would have met you anyway.
Wow.
Oh my God, I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that's brand new?
That's our latest single.
That was our latest one.
Well, okay, latest single.
Off to the UK, mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's our latest one.
Yeah, we got some things still here in the...
I loved that. I was getting goosebumps. I loved it.
Thank you.
It's a fun album.
Yeah,
and you can tell that Michael's a percussionist because he's,
you know. What do you mean?
Michael, it's a guitar. No.
So, I mean, you're playing the guitar, but you grew up playing the drums.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Good. The drums are my primary instrument.
Primary instrument.
This scares me a lot.
No, you did great.
But you played drums for Lachlan and the. Right? Correct. Yes, you were percussion, yes, and then you picked up the guitar.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a journey, and it's a really neat thing being when you're a musician, when you're an artist, a true musician or artist, doesn't matter if you're in music or visual arts or anything, to be honest.
Yeah.
You'll always have a desire for learning and wanting to learn more and to do things that scare you. And because if you don't do the things that scare you, you're going to stay stagnant and you're not going to grow. And so it's been a really neat thing. I've quote unquote played guitar for a long time, just chords and everything. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. Arbor North has been
a real push
and a new open door for me because it was like, okay, like I got to start really honing my skills here. And so it's been really neat just, you know, learning and it's really great. So I'm still working. So I'll always still be working.
Exactly.
Everything. Yeah. So I'm still learning drums. So, you know,
I'm still learning how to do this. Now I'm always buying the toys. So it just keeps going and going and going. Yeah. So, AC, you play guitar too, though, right?
Yes, I do. I like to say I play guitar, but I can play to accompany myself. I play a little bit of piano as well. It's just, and we've each had those moments in our careers where it scared us a little bit, you know, and you're kind of pushed to do that. And those are really beautiful moments, though, because it's in those moments that you realize that you can do it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when those moments happen, they just really open you up to seeing what you are able to do and how you're able to grow.
You know, you guys have been giving some great advice. Anybody that's watching this, that's thinking about doing what you're doing, it's some great advice, and that's all the more reason you should be doing a podcast. But
thank you.
That's great. And I'm listening to this going, yeah, that's true. Thank you. Yeah, that works.
Thank you so much.
That's a huge compliment coming from you. So
I don't know about that, but you know.
I definitely see a nice long journey with you two. I mean, since day one when we first met, we've taken to you guys.
Absolutely.
And good people.
Love you guys.
We simply adore you guys. Yeah. We really do. You guys are friends.
Yeah, that's how we feel. You guys are friends and you're just real genuine. And, you know, and to the people out there that are watching or that will be listening later on, you know, it's really good and it's really great when we get to know artists on a personal level, because we love your music and we love when you perform. But what really, I think, brings out the best is when we see, you know, true character in people. And I think that's in the long run what ultimately brings you to success. Because, you know, the true character in people is what they're going to see down the road. As well, of course.
Deb, have you ever thought about starting a podcast?
I
got my hands full right also, now. Michael, if I start another business, I'm going to get kicked out of my house.
By the way, I was going to mention, I was talking about Christmas decorations. I was going to put some up down here tonight. But Deb, usually you have yours up behind you. And I don't see it.
You know, we're a whole weekend behind. We got the tree up. The kids were all home last weekend. We have four children. And they're all over the place. Two are living in Nashville. So they were all home last week. And we did the tree and focused on that. So this week, normally we do the decorations. And the tree, for some reason, falls later. So now, skip. Yeah. Next podcast, next week, our decorations will be up. And then they'll be up till February.
I was just going to say, next time we have AC and Michael on in February, they'll still be up behind
They'll still be up there.
You can ask me about that. We'll have them up too, probably.
Yeah.
And a shout out to your mother-in-law there, Michael. I think she's watching Paulette. Is it Paulette?
Oh, yeah, that's my mom. That's
yep. Yeah, oh, no, that's your mom. Okay, I got you now. Paulette says, me too, but Dad and I are watching on the laptop.
Love you, Mom.
I could tell they all love you too. You guys have been great. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight. It's so good to see you.
So good, really.
I can't wait to meet up and say hello in person. Hopefully, you know, we'll see you when we hit. I know I'll hit Nashville in March. I don't know if I'm going to be there before then, but I'd love to be.
Let us know.
Did I tell you I went to their show when I was there last month?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes.
Skip, no, you did didn't, Deb. Nope. Nope. See,
we better go.
We have a communication issue here.
We do. We didn't communicate very well. Sorry. Yes, I did get to pop in their show, and they were awesome.
Well, so we'll definitely got it.
That was great. Because I know we were texting a little bit about you were asking when we were playing and everything, and then, you know, when we're playing up there and look out in the audience, I'm like,
it's so good to see you.
Oh my God.
No, well, thank you. I appreciate welcome. You guys were great. And my daughter, I had my younger daughter there. She just moved to Nashville and one of her roommates.
That's right.
They really enjoyed it.
Very cool. Very cool.
Two extra fans.
Excuse me. It's Arbor North. Yeah. Everybody, AC Jones and Michael Boris. Make sure you check them out online. I can say you can go on social media just about anywhere and get the music, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yep. Arbor North Music.
Yes. Yep.
And make sure you support the independent artist, for example, Arbor North. And these two are working very hard, and I'm sure it's going to pay off for them, and hopefully rather soon. So.
Thank you so much.
And you know, God is on our side, and He's watching over you. He knows what's going on, and he knows where you need to be.
That's the truth that we anchor everything else on.
And I'm going to start a podcast. So,
Skip, I think we have a really good idea.
We could call it Skip Happens. All right.
Genius.
That's a great name. Yeah.
It's Arbor North is a better name. I like that.
I don't know. Skip Happens is pretty, that's pretty witty.
Yeah, there's the mug. By the way, okay, now you got to send it back. I only loaned them out.
Oh no. Okay. You have new mugs you need to send them.
Can you rent it monthly?
I like those better than the new ones. But we'll get you hooked up. Don't worry.
Well, thank you. We use these a lot.
I know, we do.
Yeah, they're one of our go-to mugs in our cabinet.
Did I send you one or two?
I have one, and we separately have them. Yeah. I have
okay,
one,
so you have two.
Yeah, mine has like a little phone on it with earphones.
Oh, you got the original. Probably.
I got the original.
You got the version one.
I got one.
Skip, you're going to have to label these now. You're on version three.
Version
now.
One. Then there was version two, which is okay. And then version three.
Okay, he's version two. Okay.
Hang on.
Oh, he'll send you version three because you'll have to eventually have a complete set of the Skip Happens. Oh,
yeah. I love it.
I don't like version three. I don't know. Version three is kind of plain. Oh, it's just.
Oh, that's super so pretty. Cool.
Sorry, we're looking at the
our camera's here, but our monitor's here.
Yeah. No, I got you. All right. You guys are awesome. That's God nice. Bless you. AC Jones, Michael Boris.
Thank you so much.
If I don't see you before the holiday, which, you know, probably won't, just have a great holiday. Have a safe holiday. Enjoy the fam. Keep putting out great music. Arbor North podcast. I'll watch for it.
Let us know if you come.
We're going to have to do it. We're going to do it. Oh, my gosh.
I think, you know, all kidding aside, I think it's an awesome idea.
I did too. That's
great. And there's so many out there. I get that. But somebody like you with what you're doing and your way of thinking needs to be shared.
Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute, Peter. Thank you, Skip. Oh, for doing what you do. You rock. Tell Zach I said hello. He didn't say to say hi to you, Michael. He just said, say hi to my son. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know. Your father's awesome. Everybody's awesome. He sent Zach a hat, and to this day, Zach still wears that hat.
Oh, so. Good. I love that.
Oh, that's right. You gave me the hat, and you said it's from it's from my dad. Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to let you go. Have a great, great night. Thank you so much for joining us here on Skip Happens. Deb Lamphere, the president and founder of the official Country Music Fan Club. And of course, I'm Skip Clark, and this is Skip Happens. Good night, everybody. Have a pleasant evening. Good night.
Bye. Thanks for joining.
Yay.